Charlie, I get the sense that this is a pretty big deal in your show jumping life.
It's absolutely the biggest ever.
So talk me through it. Obviously, there was 8 of you got through to the jump off, but how nervous were you feeling going into that stage?
Going into the jump off, I was more relaxed because I just wanted to go clear in the first round. That was my aim. And once I'd done that, I was like, well, anything could happen. I was second drawn, so I really had to go in and just go for it. I heard number 7 go and I thought that was it. And then the music started, I thought, oh, they've made a mistake. And then it was the bottom part. And then obviously it's a long wait when you've got people to follow you. So.
And for people who don't know, so how did you end up here? Just sort of explain the background of how you managed to have the biggest day in your show jumping career.
There's a handful of qualifiers over the country and you have to get placed in the top 3. And it was actually, I went to 3 of the qualifiers, had 4 faults, had 8 faults. And then the last one I qualified. So yeah, it was my last chance.
Great. One last chance, and when you turned up here this morning, this is the real deal. You've got masses of people here. So coming up here, did you think, oh my goodness me, what's going to happen today?
Yeah, it wasn't until I walked in the actual building that it really hit home. I was like, oh my God, I'm normally the one here watching and shopping, and I was actually competing. I was like, oh wow. I've been up since 4:30 this morning, like training her and everything, so yeah, I'm a bit tired now.
Is that complete? Would that be out of your normal routine? What would you, if you were going to the normal county show, how would you have approached it?
I don't know. Normally, leave about 7 or something like that, and yeah, nothing like this.
to achieve something like this, put it into context for someone who, basically you're an enthusiast to come to the Horse of the Year show to win.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, the horse, only 2 weeks ago we were working with a bad back. She had a bad back and she was actually like not jumping that well. And then thanks to Julia Evans, she did her back and she's all sorted now, and then she's just like on fire. So yeah, it was a little bit worrying a couple of weeks back. But.
So you're the amateur champion, so what does that mean for you now?
I don't know.
Rock and roll lifestyle?
Yeah, why not?